Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Welcome to Murondoy.
Murondoy celebrates its 10th anniversary, making it the longest running radio serial drama in Guyana and the Caribbean. We thank God, our sponsors, board, staff, volunteers, writers, actors, production team, facilitators, and web hosts for making this milestone possible. Special thanks to our many listeners in over 40 countries. Murondoy proudly upholds the radio drama tradition in Guyana and provides employment for many of our youths in the performing arts. You can support Murondoy, a behavior change communication NGO. Give us a call in 231-2588 or 231-4417 and look out for Cheap and Sweet, a television sitcom produced by Murondoy, celebrating 10 years of service to Guyana.
Choices, changes, life's reality.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Tis the season, tis the reason, Hot Republic, we make Christmas happen. Add a splash of great rates, online applications, a dash of full financing. Wait, but something missing, sprinkle in a cash prize, throwing some quick approvals, all the ingredients to make Christmas happen.
This Christmas, take advantage of 95% financing for new borrowers, 100% financing for repeat borrowers, competitive rates, and more. It's true, all the right ingredients too.
Make Christmas
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Here are some important tips to ensure you can collect your winnings when you play any of our lottery games. When you buy your ticket, write your name and address legibly on the back. This way, no one can steal your ticket and claim that it is theirs. Don't let your terminal ticket get wet and store it in a cool, dry place, as the thermal paper can turn black if you don't. Watch the results on NCN Channel 11 daily at 20 hours and check the newspapers. Call our hotline on 226-0753 or check our Facebook page. If your winnings are $25,000 or below, you can collect from your local agent. If the amount is over $25,000 to $100,000, you must visit our regional offices in Georgetown or Berbice. If you win over $100,000, please visit our head office. You will receive a receipt if your ticket is not a winner. You will also receive a receipt if your ticket wins. Please ensure you collect your receipt, as it is proof of your transaction. You have up to 90 days to collect your winnings. Only players 18 years or older can play or redeem lottery tickets. Enjoy playing our games! And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When we were last in Murondoy, Ryan reported to Ignatius that several tenants had moved out of Better Harvest. Ignatius became upset, but Ryan advised him to use the opportunity to upgrade the buildings, an idea which Ignatius rejected. While Monica and Ryan were discussing the benefits of having a Murondoy restoration committee, Coretta was relating to Sunny how Ignatius tried to kill her. As we return to Murondoy, Cecil and June are reminiscing on the good old days.
The idea for the restoration committee is a fine one, June. Monica is a visionary.
She really is, Dad. I have so much respect for her.
Likewise. I just hope the younger folks will respond in a positive way.
Yeah.
Years ago, We had one of those committees, and we tried to get the folks to start small businesses in the village, and we had motivational activities.
Yes, I remember that.
We got a few volunteers to teach the young folks about the history of the village and about self-worth and things like that.
I was one of the volunteers. I mean, I was young. But because I was a nurse, the committee felt I was a good example for other young people.
Well, you know what happened.
Unfortunately.
We even had a village fund to raise money to invest in things like poultry farming, arts and craft, cattle rearing, and of course, agriculture. A few folks started off well, but after a few months, people became too laid back and let it all go.
Oh, what became of the village funds?
The folks who borrowed money never paid it back, and there were accusations about members of the committee being involved in theft.
Well, that is not going to happen again.
What you need are trustworthy people who don't have personal agendas.
I'm going to suggest we restart the building activities. I mean, we have all sorts of people in this village. Businessmen and women, doctors, lawyers, teachers, sportsmen, and the list goes on. We need all hands on deck, especially if we're going to reach the young people.
I agree.
There's so much potential in this village. We have land and we have human resources. There is no reason that anyone should be without work.
So true. But without the cooperation of the people, you have nothing.
Well, I will make sure I work hard to get people interested and stay interested.
We all have our work cut out for us. Restoration Committee, Village Council, and also the Regional Democratic Council.
Yeah. I'm happy to be involved. I'm just hoping Mom accepts this invitation.
It is time she does something with herself. We'll give her less time to spend obsessing about insignificant things and creating drama.
Yeah.
I need to take a rest now.
Dad.
Yes?
When are you and Mom going to talk?
To be honest with you, June, if I never speak to your mother again, it will be just fine with me.
James.
Hi, hon.
I'm stepping out to get some groceries. Dad is taking a nap.
Okay. Larry is supposed to bring over a dog just now, so I'll be busy till you get back.
Okay.
Drive safely.
I wanted to ask you something.
What?
I know Dad has been living with us for a while now.
Yeah.
Do you feel awkward with him being here so long?
Come on, June. You know your parents are welcome here anytime. The house is big. Jason and Janelle are overseas. We have lots of space.
You sure you don't mind?
Yeah, man. It's nice having the old man around.
I just think it's time he goes back home.
What? You miss me chasing you around the house.
Oh, stop it.
So you don't miss that?
Man, this is not about us. I'm thinking about Mom. She's in a really bad state.
Well, she needs to get out of the house and get active.
Well, that's part of the reason I'm hoping she agrees to be a part of the restoration committee.
Yeah, that should keep her busy, no?
Yeah, it should. But she and Dad still need to work something out. You know what he said to me not so long ago?
What?
That if he never speaks to her again, it wouldn't bother him.
Wow, that's harsh.
Yeah, it's really worrying. He has developed this bitterness towards her, and I just don't get it.
Well, we can learn from what your parents are going through now.
True. I don't know what can happen to bring us to a place like that.
You have nothing to worry about. I promise you that.
Inside. Hello.
Sister Patsy.
Hi, Mr. Chairman.
What are you doing here?
A lady came by me this morning to complain. She said a neighbor coconut tree hanging over she house and they don't want cut it.
Oh, you mean Clotel?
Yes.
She came to me last night with a complaint already and I promised that I was going to go look into it.
Wait, she be here last night?
Yes. And my plan is to go by her when I close the clinic today to see what's going on.
All right, good.
Thanks for coming anyway. I'm a bit busy at the moment.
Somebody in the clinic with you?
Just a client. I'm attending to a dog.
Okay, is Mr. Carter in?
Yes, but he's sleeping.
Oh.
You enjoy the rest of the day, Sister Pats.
Yes, you too.
Very well. Very well. Very well.
Cecil?
Indeed. Very well.
Cecil? Wait. It's Taki talking in his sleep.
very well.
Cecil Carter?
Huh?
This is your conscience. Cecil Carter, I will ask you a few questions. Are you interested in Sister Patsy? Is what I mean.
Sister Patsy?
Oh, hi. I didn't mean to wake you.
What are you doing here?
I came by the clinic to see James, and I said, let me come up and give you a peek.
Oh.
You look so peaceful when you sleep, dear.
I do?
Yes. Like a handsome prince.
Is June back?
No, she's not. You good though, Cecil?
Yes, I'm well.
Oh, that's good to know.
And how are you?
What can I say? I'm trying by the grace of God. James.
Hi, you're back.
Yes. When you have some time, can you please help me with the groceries?
All right, in a minute. I'm just about to close off for the day. I have to go check out an issue a villager is having a problem with.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to start preparing dinner.
Well, thanks for checking on me, Patsy. I appreciate it.
Anytime, Cecil.
Dad?
June?
Hi, dear.
Sister Patsy? What are you doing here?
I came to the village chairman and just popped up to say hi to your father.
Okay. Well, you can leave now.
June, you don't have to be rude.
It's okay, Cecil. I'll be on my way.
June.
Dad. I already said that I don't want Sister Patsy visiting you here.
What's the harm in her visiting me? She's a friend.
No, she's not a friend. She's trying to manipulate you.
June, I know you don't like me and I
and
don't...
why are you still here?
June!
Dad, this does not look good. My mother is at home grieving for you while you entertain this woman. Huh? It does not look good.
Your mother and I are through.
So Sister Patsy is going to take her place.
June, your father and I are just friends.
Get out of my house.
You know what? This won't be a problem anymore.
What are you doing?
I will not stay where I'm not wanted.
Dad. I know what you're doing, Sister Patsy.
Child, I ain't doing one thing.
You have always been a manipulative, scandalous woman. He can't see that, but I know what your intentions are.
June, dear, is James cheating on you again? Is it the woman in the clinic when I came just now?
Excuse me?
Forget what I said. I'll be on my way.
Sister Patsy, I don't ever want to see you in my house again. If you come to James on village council business, his clinic is downstairs, not up here.
Very well, dear.
What is going on here?
Did you see this woman come up here, James?
No, I thought Sister Patsy left.
I found her up here with Dad, and I'm not happy about it.
Mr. Chairman, I will see you.
Wait for me, Patsy.
Dad, what are you doing?
I can't stay here any longer, June. It's clear that I have overstayed my welcome.
Dad, no!
Sister Patsy, I'm assuming that the offer is still open to seek lodging at your home.
Of course!
Wow.
Dad, you can't do this.
Let's go, Patsy.
Dad! Dad!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. If you operate a registered small business and engage in activities that are not harmful to the environment, you should register with the SBB and apply. The SBB will then evaluate whether you meet the criteria of partnering banks. Once you do, the SBB will issue a referral letter. The bank will then assess your application and approve your loan if you are successful. Under this fair and transparent process, every small business is given equal consideration. But you have to take the first step. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.